Their rights, opportunities, and access.
Right.
We have Michelle. Yay! On rhythm guitar, we have
Andrew.
And to the instigator, the provocator, the creator, we have
Ivy Man.
We conceived of this 2 years ago, and the seed has blossomed today.
Yes.
Yay! AI.
And
on the stickery,
the one and only.
Plus vocals.
On behalf of I9. Thank you for coming. I really got a lot out of having that grounding with you all, reasoning together.
Yes.
And then I felt like the musical expression really came together in the end.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Everybody picking it up really quick. It's like I felt like once we really like started like just kind of like once the groove like came about. Like, once we just started hearing that groove, it's impossible to shake. It was just, like, so down, so good. I know that I've been really inspired by, like, the stuff that I've learned about Rastafari, and I'm just, like, you know, think it's something that we can all learn from and carry some of these, like, principles into, like, you know, thinking about, like, how it is that we're like figuring out and solving hard problems. It's like, do we go ask a fucking bot, or are we gonna like come together as people?
Come together.
And reason.
Yes, right now.
Reason, yeah, come together.
So with that, you know, I just like, this is my first time ever doing a camp session.
It is.
I appreciate y'all being part of it. I think if it was any bigger, it would be kind of chaotic. So this is a good number of people to like, you know.
We had a lot of dip-ins too.
Yeah, which was nice, and I really appreciated that. So, anyways, that's all I got.
Thank you.
Thank
it was
you.
Great.
Awesome.
Thank you all.
Thought it was fun.
Yeah. Also, I think there's a reggae like festival this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's usually like a lot of concerts.
Yeah, I've been looking at it.
Indy. Yeah. You'll like this book. I brought it from home. And I read part of it on Rastas AI and that, you know, like why. But the photos and everything, and I just like really thought it was like a good reference material. Just seeing how they were living and fucking dreads, man. Like that's no joke. Like there was one photo I showed him where like there's a guy like literally looking like a lion's mane, you know, like just totally like.
I had these two Rasta friends on campus, and they would do what we call bush cook. So they would make their dinner on the campus with like light the fire, cook with, you know, break the coconuts, make the coconut milk, make
from
the
from
salt.
The
the salt free Itel cook up.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would.
No salt, no sugar.
I was always there to collect it. Yeah, but they would make their little thing on the campus.
And I learned researching Itel as well that like the reason, for example, it never even occurred to me, like just like walking in like a Caribbean neighborhood, I'm like, it's like, oh, like I don't second guess, like, oh, why is the like juice shop or whatever owned by like a Rasta?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's because like it's Itel.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like something like juice is so simple.
Yeah.
And it's,
juice shops and the lounge next door where it's just tables, but they're this time of year they're always outside on the sidewalk instead of inside tables.
Yeah.
And they're talking to me.
Wow, these photos are